Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, I'm Paige. I had to get something off the printer, and I'm back now. So good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, what's up?
So if you need to, let me first tell you that headlines are brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Thank you.
So if you need a fresh start and you want to move somewhere, Consumer Affairs hooked you up, and they compiled the best cities to move if you're starting over.
How nice that Consumer Affairs does this for us.
Trying to hook it up.
They're not doing this from cities that have paid them to say this, to try to rebuild their economy or population at all, right?
Yeah, really.
Like, Greenville doesn't make the best place in America to live anymore. Like, you notice that? When we were trying to get the people here, all those little things, Greenville, number 6, number 8, number 3, and places in America to live. And now, we ain't on there no more because there's too many people here.
Yeah.
Wish when we made a publication like that, it was more of a, like a known one, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, these other ones like Gunt Magazine says Greenville, South Carolina is the best place to live. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, thanks, but like, you know, nobody
thanks,
knows
but
who
no
you
thanks.
Are.
He's yeah, talking really. About the Greenville Universal
News
Times.
Yep.
So a change of address.
Gunt, and the theater.
Gunt for short.
Might be what you need to revitalize your life, like your career. Maybe start another relationship or change your lifestyle a little bit. Things weren't working out wherever you're going. So,
yeah. I'm a Trojan man anyway.
They looked.
He's a rough rider.
A criteria of this list.
I don't know.
They looked at jobs, quality of life, relocation costs, and how easy it is to start over. And the number one place in the United States topping the list.
Within yourself.
Is Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh. Okay, there you go. There's an example.
Yeah, it ranked
first. They don't have that beach economy no more.
And economic stability and opportunity, and 10th in how easy it is to set up shop. So that's where it is.
I mean, nice town, but do they still use it for films?
I think they lost that because they were doing deals with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's right.
Like he built a studio, a production office.
I think that depends on. A lot of places are cheaper to shoot because they're non-union. You don't have to pay all that other stuff.
That's why Donnie McBrown moved here. Kenny Powers.
Danny McBride, and that was Charleston.
You ate dinner with him and didn't realize
it. He was in
it.
The same restaurant. I did not realize. I took a picture of it thinking. I sent it to them. I was like,
who I think it is.
Look, Kenny Powers is here eating. And I come back, and they're like, so what was that like? Did you go talk to him? I was like, no, I said, no, that was really him, dude.
Yeah.
They just started filming in Charleston. I'm like, are you freaking kidding
me? It's like, how could you eat with David Macbeth and you don't know he's even over there?
I didn't recognize him without a bandana on or some kind of Confederate flag float under his arm.
I dropped Eric Roberts off at a hotel.
Did you?
And
you said dropped or got?
Danny McBride was at the same hotel. What did you say?
I thought you said got.
No, I was with his wife.
Nice.
Not that.
Threesome.
They are from California. They might be into that.
No.
That's true.
No, I haven't.
Is that how you learned of child trafficking?
No, I didn't learn that.
It wasn't Eric Roberts. It was Eric Robert Rudolph.
Mm-mm.
Wrong dude.
The red-nosed reindeer?
No, but I wanted to meet Danny McBride.
Eric Roberts Rudolph, the red-nosed
bomber dude.
And when they all went to go to dinner, I wasn't included, and I was kind of upset about that.
Man, that sucks. They were talking about plans in front of you.
That's the only reason why I did the scene is...
Because if anything, you think, like, they would, like, you know, invite you just to, in case they decide later they want to try to work up a mix in, like, you're there. They could talk you into it.
I've never done anything like that. Yet. Yeah. You never know. Could have been the time.
Nice. Well, there happens to be three people in the room right now.
You're going to wish you had an ass if you get into that lifestyle.
I wish I had an ass. All right. So here's the top 10 for places to move to if you want to start all over. Wilmington. Boise, Idaho is second. Cleveland, Ohio. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah. You're talking about them all
that's
moving
where
here.
Boss is from.
Portland, Maine. Pittsburgh, Miami. Portland, Oregon. And Columbus, Ohio.
I'm trying to think of the ones I've been to. Matt's been to Cleveland. I have not.
Yeah. Horrible roads.
The mistake by the lake. You've seen all that stuff there.
Yeah. Met Jim Tomey there.
Home run king, what, top
not
five
related
all time,
to
right?
Marissa Tomei. I found that out.
Did you ask him? God,
no,
that would be great.
No.
Could have been a good icebreaker. What's the other one you mentioned? Dang it, Cal Ripken. You had a funny little playoff of Cal Ripken. That would have been a good icebreaker to him, too. Obviously, Billy's got his own. You know what you'd say to him.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Do you remember?
I can't remember what it was.
So the five of the hardest cities to start all over, and I have to agree with them on this one. Vallejo, California.
It reads as Valley Joe.
Worcester, Massachusetts. Vallejo is Modesto? Like if you're going down, it's way past.
The only reason Modesto. I know that is because of...
It's more a farm community.
I followed the Modesto A's when I was a kid because that's where a lot of awesome ball players were coming out of, so I kind of paid attention to it.
Oh, you didn't follow it because
but
of the...
It's changed a lot since I've lived there, so maybe it's nicer.
Famous
know.
Scott Peterson trial?
No. I thought that was Florida.
No, that was Modesto.
Really?
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Say again?
Worcester.
Oh.
Watch your sister sauce. That's where it comes from.
McAllen, Texas.
Somebody's from there famous.
McAllen.
I've heard that too many times.
McAllen, Texas.
Look that up. It's got to be... A wrestler, maybe?
I don't recall that.
I feel like I've heard that name a lot. McAllen, Texas.
McAllen, Texas. I don't know.
I don't know.
By the way, speaking of Wilmington, North Carolina, so I did look it up. Population 18% decline. The eighth most declination of a populous city. Wow. Wonder why. I know the beach had their the industry was down there, and I guess maybe people went in and bought real people's houses to just Airbnb them, and then they're like, oh, no one wants to come here anymore. And then this just Google the second question when you put in Wilmington, North Carolina, is what is the racial makeup of Wilmington, North Carolina? Oh. That's the second question out of Google. Predominantly white.
That's got to be like, obviously, Michael Jordan, hometown.
You want to guess number two? Race?
Oh, in Wilmington?
Yeah.
Black.
You are correct, sir.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Coming in third, three-legged. Three-legged race comes
that's
in
great.
Third.
Yeah.
From McAllen, Texas.
Who was it?
WWE's own.
Stone Cold?
Michael Cole.
Oh, okay. God.
Yeah, I've heard him mention
Stone Cold is which one?
No, it's not...
Akadooch.
Oh, no. Well, we knew this, man.
Why I is know.
It
just, If you get it, just give me
Victoria, the right?
Yeah, you bastard. Yeah.
Tori.
Victoria, Texas.
Vicky, Texas.
Are you ready that there's a new Jackass movie in the theaters this summer? Jackass 5.
Are you ready for it?
No. Comes out June 26th.
If they put the girl back on there, that'd be fun.
She's good. And also Dark Shark.
Dark Shark was hilarious.
I don't even... What was the one that we went to see?
I'd say give him his own... That was like Jackass 1.
Was Dark it? Shark and the Spider was...
They should do Dark fun. Shark Tank, where you come in and try to tell him about inventions you've had.
Oh, I like that. And he's got to ask Knoxville for the money after he likes it.
Yes.
That's the only one I've ever seen with...
Yeah, the first one? Mm-hmm. Well, we did the premiere thing where we gave... Oh, go sit with the Rise guys and watch... hey, what'd you think about... We're in a movie. Quit talking.
Is that the one where you threw... Sense, right? I was at the movie where you got mad and you threw your chicken sandwich.
You were not?
That was more than once.
You were not there.
Then he must have done it more than once.
That definitely happened more than once. No,
that was also... Well,
I was there.
Well, I'm sorry.
I got mad and threw food when he left before the effing movie started.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, it had
what is wrong with you
they
people?
It had mayonnaise on it. I was hungry and I was mad. And I thought we were in the dark. And Paige was over there. I saw that.
Do you know they brought back Fear Factor? Johnny Knoxville hosts it now.
Really?
Yeah. So people are still eating the stuff and sticking their head in worms and whatnot.
Sticking their head in worms.
Yep.
That's a big worm.
Oh, my God.
Big worm is on it.
What kind of worms?
There's big worms on there.
Big ones. Big
yeah.
worms.
Yeah.
Like night crawlers type things or...
I don't know, actually.
Some daywalkers.
Earth, maybe? Some earth in there?
Some earthworms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mealyworms?
That's an awful word.
Mealworms?
Mealy.
Various other worms.
Dennis Rodman will be there?
He will be.
Okay.
Glowworms?
Okay.
Glowworms?
Remember glowworms?
Yep.
Yeah. Other worms.
Numerous other worms. Lots of worms. We love the worms.
Bam is back, and he's going to appear.
American Worms.
And never before seen archival footage, whatever that means.
Oh, that means they're putting a little bit new in with a lot of old. Okay. Kind of like when we were out for a month.
I feel like the best Bam bit is where he gets on top of the fair game where the bell goes to the top.
Oh, right in the nuts.
Well, it was a brass dildo.
Oh, yeah.
Right they tried to make it, you know.
Oh, hey, my God.
It wasn't going toward his face.
The only thing that would have any kind of anything, at least for me, and I don't care, but like if they made some kind of reconciliation with Bam.
Yeah.
That would be a nice little go home kind of thing.
Well, do you still like the penis humor of it? They do a lot of that. Do you feel like they'll do?
Okay.
Maybe you should get off that or.
Don't say get off on penis humor. I would like to see an experiment of, because we were doing this thing where we would make a man movie or man show and then say, let's make it all women this time. Ocean's 11, Ghostbusters, the whole thing. Yeah. Rarely did it work. Just because people start to realize you're just money grabbing off the same story. Mm-hmm. So if women could do that, like I was saying yesterday, dudes pantsing each other when a guy called and he's going to be a sex offender because he got pantsed. Yep. Kids saw him. Women pants never you. Pants each other. I want equality.
You want me to pants you?
Could you even do it?
No.
Now you could do it on me because I don't have a belt.
That's true.
But like Matt's got pants, belt.
I think, for instance, if I was at work.
Two Coke cans.
And I was standing around with my friends at work, and I just turned to Lauren and ripped her pants down.
It would be fun. Everyone would love you for that.
She would just look at me in horror and go, what is wrong with you?
I'm going to see fit after 50 pencils.
But why? Why is that bad? You would laugh if I did it to Fat Boy, though, right?
Yeah, you would.
You wouldn't say, oh, how dare you do that to him?
Just laugh like hell.
Because goobers are funny looking.
Yes, but yeah. I don't want to see his goober. I mean, it would be funny.
Way to break it,
Jamie. Like see
no,
my goober?
No, it would be funny if he took off your pants and you were wearing some kind of funny jockey pants or, jockey shoes.
No, that'd be hilarious.
Spell it with an H and you'd be closer.
You mean draw a face on it? Would you like to see it then?
If you were wearing panties instead of man pants, it would be okay. That would be funny.
So you want humiliation, not just nakedness, but maybe, oh, he's gay.
No.
You want me to put arms on it and make it look like a Godzilla's?
Spin it like a helicopter.
P1 Revolution. The Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
By the way, this guy on hold.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I should have promoted it a moment ago, but we were kind of melting down a minute, or at least, you know. This guy hollered at us on Facebook. He couldn't get through for the All Advice segment yesterday, so we are just so damn accommodating. We said, hey, Will, you available Thursday? He's like, yeah, I'm available Thursday. I'm like, okay, cool.
We're so
boom.
We're so accessible, too, man.
So accessible.
Just didn't get a hold of us.
Will's on the phone. Let's say, Will, you good?
Hey, man, I'm good, I guess.
Well, let's see that I guess is very telling.
Yeah, because, yeah, you've said that before. Because, you know, when somebody says, I guess, then they want you to say, well, what's wrong?
It's usually true. But we already obviously know something has happened here with you, Will. So I guess, tell us what happened.
Mom. Where can I start? Well, I'm divorced. I've got two kids. I get every other weekend. You know, I stayed cool with them and my ex-wife's family. Like, we're cool. Especially her cousin. We're buddies. And, you know, that's cool at least.
Yeah.
So,
is a male or female cousin?
Well, a male.
Okay.
And, you know, we had a Christmas get-together the Saturday before Christmas. And, you know, like a daytime thing, bonfire, food, karaoke. Nothing very, very crazy, really.
Dude, this already sounds like a trap.
Shut up. I was thinking that.
Crazy.
It kind of was.
Okay, so the thing is, I found out my ex was coming with the kids later, so I asked her if it was okay that I stayed. She said she didn't care. You know, just jokingly said, just don't try to hook up with me.
Do y'all, well, I mean, that's kind of awkward, but maybe not insane. Do y'all still, like, hook up from time to time? Or, you know?
Oh, hell no. Okay. Hell no. No. She thinks I would, she thinks I would, but, like, never, ever again. Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
So, So y'all hooked up? Is that what you're calling?
No. Absolutely not. Okay. So let me continue the story. So I'm there for maybe like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I didn't drink at all. Like, I was driving, first of all, and I don't like to drink around my kids.
Yeah.
So I kept it cool. They had karaoke. I'm singing by the fire, you know, just having fun.
You didn't sing like a song that was like you and the ex's song or anything, like some Jodeci, some Keith Sweat, maybe Chumbawamba, something.
Oh,
like
can
that.
We guess? Seriously?
Like,
can we
guess? Who was it?
But, no. It wasn't nothing romantic or anything, but let me tell me what happened. So I'm singing, cousin comes up from behind and he pantsies me.
Nope.
Pantses you like middle school pantses you, like just rolls them down?
Oh, yes, exactly. Just like middle school, except that I don't wear underwear. God. That's the thing.
Butt ass naked.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. No undies.
Oh boy.
The worst part is that there's teenagers like around there, so everyone saw me.
Teenage, like how old teenage?
Okay, so once a senior, touring college, like, dude, teenagers, like, pro teenagers.
And
but still teenagers.
The ex and the kids, they didn't see?
Oh, no. Like, it was, like, a different part of the yard. So everyone's just laughing. I laughed. I pulled my pants up, went to get my kids, and just left. You know, very cool.
Yeah. End of story. Or so you thought, maybe.
Exactly. I thought it was like the end of it. You know, I didn't think much of it. So the next day, my ex calls, losing her mind, saying I was drunk, and I wasn't. Okay. Saying I exposed myself to kids, and I didn't do it on purpose. You know, it was an accident, and because it was just messing with me. So now this past weekend, she's saying that she's going for full custody, and that I could be registered as a sex offender. So, of course, I'm worried.
For getting pantsed? A sex offender for getting pantsed.
All right. Like,
well, that's what she's saying.
All right. Wow. Let's keep it serious. Like, seriously, because I had this thought. First off, why don't women ever play this joke on each other? Have you noticed? It's always just dudes.
And it's always funny.
Women never pants each other.
I've never pantsed a woman. That's not funny.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We need this to catch on with the ladies. But like, so you didn't expose yourself intentionally. Nope. Like, you didn't whip it out. You didn't continue the situation, turn around, start talking with your butt or nothing. You didn't whip it out and do the helicopter. And
exactly.
And the only person that, I mean, first off, I think she's shooting you a line of bull, but the only person that did anything physically was her cousin.
Who was drunk, by the way?
Yeah. And now the cousin, like, have you talked to, because that's the one you know, that's the one you stayed cool with. So have you talked to the cousin?
Oh, yes. Like, he apologized that day and everything.
Yeah.
But now he won't respond. That's the thing.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So, Will, if you, DoorDash is here, Will. Will, if you listen to the show, you know, look, I'm a lover of theories of conspiracy, especially when conspiratorial in nature. And I'll tell you something. Mm. That said, I'm not saying this was planned, but it is quite interesting that the one who caused all of this, inviting you there and then actually pants you, and he's nowhere to be found now.
Plus, look, I mean, if someone yanks your pants down, getting pantsied, as you would say, that's the crime. I mean, not having underwear is not the crime. The pantsing is the crime.
The fact that you're showing it to everybody.
And here's the hard truth here. No pun intended. This sucks. I mean, I've lived and learned, my friend. You didn't do anything wrong here, but you learned something important. See, once lawyers and custody are involved or whatever, you can't put yourself in any kind of gray areas anymore. Like, the friendly ex-family stuff is done.
I guess. I think so, too. I've been thinking a lot about it.
And document everything. Like, days, times, threats. Keep all the texts from her. You know, text only also. I would not... You gotta have a paper trail. You already got a formal custody order, and that matters. But you don't want to lose... And honestly, I think it's bullcrap. I don't think so.
So do I need to tell my lawyers? Like, the reason I ask is apparently because she's charging like $200 to reply to an email. And I don't live in South Carolina. Yeah. You know, like, I know Rob, I know he could tell me, but I know laws differ, state to state. Right. And I'm up here in the hills.
Oh, Beverly?
Absolutely. I wish. No. Live up here in Tennessee.
Okay. Nice. Well, God, it must be nice not to have to pay taxes. Anyway, look, on the child support visitation stuff, first off, it's awesome that you give a damn. So many people try to get away from it. You know, it's crazy. Even county to county, though, I think it differs. Not even just state to state, but I mean, we obviously can't give you like legal advice, and I hate lawyers, and most of them. Like, funny, one of my best friends, you mentioned Rob, is an attorney, and I loathe most attorneys. Mm-hmm. It's kind of strange,
but he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. But seriously, I wouldn't hang out with her family. I mean, you just have to watch your back. And I mean, right? I think maybe I'm paranoid. Maybe I'm just paranoid about it.
I mean, seriously, I agree with that, but I never even thought it could have been like a setup, but I won't go there anymore, you know? Yeah. They're family, and I'm not going to go to family events anymore. Just hang out with my kids, if I get to.
Especially if it's a big row, you know, a big party and everything.
Yeah. Plus, don't sing karaoke ever again, especially if you won't say what the song was.
I mean, mind that. I mean, I said it wasn't romantic or anything, but you guys will probably bust my balls for it. But it was Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Well, hang on.
God, did he pick the song too? I mean, my God, that guy. Okay.
Dude, that's up tempo. You got to do all the parts.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
I mean, plus, you're doing it with your Dugan, you know, hanging out.
Wow. Oh, you probably passed him.
Right. You can't stop. You got to keep going.
That's true.
Wow.
All right. No, but we're not laughing at the fact that you might be a sex offender. I don't think. I think that she's trying to scare you. I mean, she is.
Yeah. I don't think they have those in Tennessee anyway, so you probably.
Yeah, if you don't have to pay taxes, why does that matter? No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I would perhaps mention it to your attorney just to, because if something did happen, they're going to be like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, they don't want to be surprised.
Yeah, that's true. You guys are right. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, you got it, Will. Tell everybody up in the hills we said hello.
Thank you for your story, sir. Will.
Yes, Will.
Hey, Will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Will do.
Will.
You know, it's interesting what you say, because that's when the strategy kicks in. That's when you got to document everything. You talk about the paper trail. Like, you really have to cover your ass when it comes to legal.
Literally.
Yeah, don't even have, like, don't have phone. Literally cover your ass. You don't have phone. Like, everything text.
Tap, type, and text your message to.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals. With a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
PRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say famous people born on this day, January the 9th. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Suck it, she says. I don't have any royal music, but we'll start off with
suck it.
The future Queen of England, Kate Middleton. Middleton, as you non-Southerners would pronounce it, but it's pronounced Middleton. Like the town beside Clemson is Pendleton.
But answer this for me, and not in a, I'm not being aggressive with it, but I often said if I didn't play football, I would be a male cheerleader. B. Aggressive.
B.
Aggressive.
If,
U-G-L-E-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
If, okay. Let's walk back to what we were saying, though, before we broke out into dance. What causes the American public to still pay attention to the royal family and no other ones, unless we're getting ready to apprehend them and take their oil?
Anyone else? Like the what's the title? The freaking Sultan of Brunei, people like that.
Well, that was, yeah. I mean, he wanted that title. He wasn't ever the richest man in the world, but he wanted the title to let him be the
Saudi crown prince. And
like, it's weird. It's weird. That's
not, is there royalty left? Like monarchies and figureheads like that?
You never wanted to be a prince?
Like the Saudi crown prince is like
I don't look good in purple, Paige.
He's a ruler. Some might say a murderer, but he is a ruler.
Which one?
Saudi crown prince.
Yeah.
Like these other people actually rule.
Maybe that's just a little girl thing. That
you know, in Burger King.
To be a princess is pretty cool.
Well, this bitch about to be the queen.
Even that, though, is like so not good for little girls. I mean, it's just not.
Well, I mean, look at the princesses. They aren't treated very well.
There's some lofty expectations when it comes to.
I mean, it really is. It's I don't know. It's wild. I have to say suck it, though, because I don't care. No offense, yeah. Either. Well, personally, I'd rather save. You know, I could have just guessed and not wasted this 3 minutes of airtime.
I mean, I did
36.
Did care about Princess
46.
Diana. Yeah. I thought Lady Di was a good person, and she did a lot for, you know, people that were hurt with landmines and children. In hospital, she was a great person.
Yes. We got to watch out for those landlines. Thankfully, people...
I said
mines. Oh, we did.
She's 44 years old today.
Oh, okay. Football.
Yeah, it is a former Cincinnati Bengal.
Boomer Esiason.
Wide receiver. Not talking about
Chad
Norman.
Johnson.
It is Chad Ochocinco's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Norman Esiason, who works at Odyssey, who I give points to, but will not acknowledge or give me points back. We have company
How
points.
How do you acknowledge them, though? Well, I get them and never know how to. Can you like it? Like thumbs down?
Yeah, you can like it in the email, stuff like that.
Okay.
He never does.
Wow.
You know, I'm very, you know, giving with my points. Yeah. I gave Carton all my points before he went to prison.
You know, who?
So Craig Carton. Before he got hauled off to prison, I gave him a lot of points.
They're in prison. He's giving away to people that don't know that they got that. Points.
I'm not giving them to him anymore since he said nobody cares about Kirk Herbstreit's dog, which everybody does. Why would you hate an animal?
Yeah.
Why would you say people don't like dogs? Maybe you should go back to prison for saying that. How about that?
Yeah.
No more Odyssey points dogs. For you.
So give us back those socks now.
Norman, I want some points, Norman. I even sent you a nice message and asked how Gunner was doing.
You know, that's a loved boy child's name right now. There's a lot of Gunners.
Yep.
Like athletes.
Stockton.
A lot of Gunners and Stocktons.
Like the city? Stockton?
Gunner Stockton.
Gunnar Stockton.
Couldn't get it done Gunnar this year, Nelson, but you know, maybe next year.
Another
Gunnar. Gunnar, somebody, his dad was a baseball player, and now he's basically Gunnar Gutter. Oh, no. Who cares?
Gunnar Pendleton?
Yeah.
No. Gunnar Lemke.
TP Sonic. Who cares?
Gunnar.
You said Gunnar.
I said Gunnar.
Who are we guessing?
Gunnar DiMaggio.
Oh, God.
Chad Ochocinco.
Ochocinco. Oh, that's right. Forgot. 48.
Sounds good.
He is 48 years old. Look at you. He's a Beav, too. Go Beavs! I'm just kidding. Go Ducks.
Didn't he go?
You go, Doug.
International for like 1 year or something, or try to play soccer or something.
He tried to play for I think Kansas City in the MLS. He raced a horse.
But so did. Hold on.
You ran. On foot, right?
Yeah, he raced a horse on foot.
Stanley Morgan, is that who raced a horse one time?
I don't think so. Okay. Maybe
somebody from South Carolina or Clemson.
And who won?
Raced a horse.
The horse or the guy?
The horse, of course. Of course.
I know, I can't remember actually.
I think a secretary won or something.
That was the name of the horse. Horse Biscuit. Did you watch that movie, Horse Biscuit?
Horse Biscuit.
About the horse?
Sea Biscuit.
No.
That's what it was.
Oh.
No, that's what you call yours.
Is there a horse knuckle? Does anyone know? Can you have a horse knuckle?
There's a moose
knuckle.
It is Dave Matthews' birthday.
Oh, my God.
Luber's probably
this
already.
Is a big
Luber.
Birthday.
Listen at me. I said Luber.
No, I was a.
That's somebody worse at all change places. Luber.
Luber. People
I
mean, Luber.
Luber. Luber loves Luber. Some Dave.
I like Dave, man. I was a little jealous of Tony Elliott, coach of Virginia.
Because,
uh-huh. You know, Dave Matthews went to Virginia. He's a big fan. He's a big Wahoo.
Yeah.
He's like, they're buddies now. I was like, man.
People like to see him cool. In concert.
He's oh, good. Yeah.
He's entertaining.
Real approachable, too, I heard. I got a buddy that lives in Brooklyn. And sometimes, like, in the city, he would see Dave, like, just hanging out in restaurants and whatnot.
Says, hey, your barn door's open.
He's a real nice guy, they said.
Not like that.
Oh, I see.
That'd be embarrassing. Oopsie.
Dave.
You're bad.
When you hear the word Dave, do you think Letterman or Matthews?
Always Matthews. Or what? Wendy's.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I see.
Then I think about the lady from Weapons. I was like, eh, I don't like it so much anymore.
Oh, God. Why would you think of her?
Because she looks like Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy Malick.
The lady in the fan.
Where'd them kids go? Don't waste your time. It is not the trailer should win an Oscar, but the movie itself is crap.
You almost did.
I haven't yet. I haven't cussed on the radio.
And there's always a person that kind of looks like this lady that friends of I know, you know, that we know.
Mutual friends.
I'll give them a shout out. People love shout outs.
And someone needs to do an intervention with this lady and
what's
tell her.
Name?
I can't say that, but to tell her to stop wearing her makeup like that because she's looking more like this lady in the movie every day.
Do you feel as though since you've become a licensed esthetician, it's made you more of a bitch?
I mean, come on.
Can I be more of a bitch? I don't think so.
Oh, please. You are the lady of virtue.
Old Dave's 59 years old.
I'll be dabbling.
Oh, it was almost a big one. I was thinking.
Almost. Didn't say it, though.
Basketball.
No, I was thinking.
Charlotte Hornet.
Alonzo Mourning.
Same team.
Grandmama, Larry Johnson.
Nope.
Dale Curry.
Nope. I thought you got in three.
Vinny Del Negro.
I don't think he was he?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. Okay. Kelly Tripucka.
Muggsy Bogues.
How do you remember all these names? Jeez.
That's Tyrone. When you could afford to go to a Hornets game.
Oh, my God.
I thought you got Muggsy in like the third guess.
Well,
But, you know, big ups to Dale.
5'8"?
Big ups to
5'3".
5'3", yeah.
1 inch taller than Spud Webb.
Wow.
And has there been another one in that way since?
I think Isaiah Thomas was the
Zeke.
Not the other one. He was. I think he was the last short guard.
Oh, the other Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, he was the Celtic.
And then Curly and Globetrotter, Curly mm-hmm. Neal. And then and
Curly Lewis Neal.
Curly Lewis Neal Jr.
Yeah. He's also Russian now.
He converted.
He's in the dynasty. He's in the Koloff dynasty.
Whoa.
You put your ear too close to the microphone, you can hear something you don't like.
Someone slapped you.
That was me.
Slapped you back.
I will say that...
Tyrone Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah, Muggsy Bogues is, 64?
Okay.
Has to be a little over 60.
63.
Damn. 61 years old.
Oh, a little is 1 year, damn it.
This guy is in great shape still. Used to drive the Winn-Dixie car.
Mark Martin.
Mark Martin's birthday. Big 60 car.
Met him.
Big 60 Winnie. Remember the red Winnies you'd get there? They were like 60 Winnies in a pack.
No, I don't remember them.
Hot dogs, people call them.
I don't remember them.
Yeah, good. Your body thanks you. So does your neighbors, your toilet, your
Mr.
roommates.
Meat.
Says he wrote a book called NASCAR for Dummies.
Okay. Did you read it?
I didn't read it. I already know about it. I
read
it.
NASCAR for the Chicken Soup Soul or whatever it was.
What it was. I know Richard Childress is not a stupid redneck, so how about that?
Oh. And I know it's Childress, not Childers.
Well, imagine if it was for dummies, it was just to give you hints on how to actually race.
Yeah, we called it, what did we call it? Cliff Notes back in the day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I never,
yellow and black.
Like, I never read full books. I would go to that bookstore from Greenville Tech and buy the Cliff Notes.
You never
time.
Did?
Yeah. But now, as I don't have to read, I read.
Mark Martin, 67
it's
years
so
old.
So weird. What did I just write down?
You
Paige?
Won't pass your test
Look
if
at
you
this.
Don't read the whole
no,
thing.
No, you're going to think this is insane. What is that?
That looks like 67.
It does. It looks like a seven's having a stroke or trying to be a worm.
Shouldn't make fun of people who masturbate.
The flip.
This is Jimmy Page's birthday.
I did not realize that was my phone playing that. I thought it was in the background.
No, it was.
Well, obviously you told me.
You think you'd turn the damn ringer off and quit getting business calls during your business?
Won't you mind yours? Paige Holt is...
why don't you show us hers?
I believe... God, how, is this a big one?
I think any of them at this rate are for Zeb.
79.
78.
82.
Whoa,
Jimmy
wow.
Page.
Wow-wee.
And I think John Paul Jones is still out doing the thing, man. He's still playing.
Jimmy Page is like the most amazing guitar player ever.
Yeah, also a worshiper of Satan.
This man.
He bought Aleister Crowley's house, for God's sake. I mean, come on.
What a group, man. Happy heavenly birthday, Richard Nixon. He's not a crook, according to him. And according to Gerald Ford as well.
You know, he might have just been a pansy. Patsy,
he might have been.
I'm a patsy.
A pansy.
He would have been 103 years old today.
Remember Pansy
Damn.
Klein? Remember her?
No.
She's blue. Bob Denver.
Gilligan.
Yeah, would have been 91 years old. Guess who shares the same birthday as Bob Denver?
Dobie Gillis.
No, also would have been 91 years old. Oh, my. Dick Enberg.
Wow.
Look at that. And,
wow.
David Johansen, though, you may know him better as Buster Poindexter.
Buster Poindexter from, give me the initials of the band and I'll get it.
NYD.
New York Dolls.
Yeah. What's the song? What's the big song?
They're getting hot, hot, hot.
Yeah. 76 years old, he would have been.
Oh, he's passed.
Yep.
I'll be that.
We lost him in 2025 last year. Wow.
I only knew about him, again, Saturday Night Live. And then I, you know, researched, like, who is this guy? He's doing, like, big band, but he used to be punk. Like, what is happening here?
Yeah, like,
this is like when Rod Stewart went from, you know,
Hot
if
Rod.
You think I'm sexy to doing like symphony music or whatever.
I like Rod Stewart.
Well, I'll tell you a story about him in the 80s.
I
had to go to the ER.
That story.
Dude, I think it might have been his birthday is this weekend.
Who's?
Rod Stewart. It's either Saturday or Sunday. It's funny you mentioned that.
Wow.
I think he's going to be 81 or 82. I threw it away because we can't. It's got to be a big one on the weekend for us to work it in.
Yeah, that's true. Got to be really big, and I don't know that Rod
big.
Stewart
Rod
made
Rod Stewart's pretty big, I think.
Rod's pretty big, she said. She
Billy
said Rod's big.
She has a massive rod, she says.
Nobody ever says massive.
Yeah, they do.
Hanging drapes on me. Let's say again, I'm so sorry, Paige.
I have a massive penis.
I know, you keep rubbing it in our face. Not literally,
says
but
no man
words.
Ever. They always say big, and I'm like, okay.
Big.
Hanging curtains on this, because it's like a curtain rod.
But if everyone has a big, what is, you know what I mean.
What's your favorite Tom Hanks movies? Dancing on the keyboards.
Right. Big.
You think Flick My Bick, the old phrase for, you know, marketing for the Bic pens, was that kind of like...
could have been. They should have had a jingle. People love jingles.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what are you doing?
You're the marketing major.
Why don't you come down to my office and do some dictation? I need you to come in here and flick my bick. I heard you're a bick flicker.
They like that. They like the suggestion.
They would roll with it now. They would do it now. My daughter cooks like a mother.
Double on.
Damn!
Tundra.
It smells good in here. All right. We will be back live Monday. And then we'll go on another 6-week hiatus.
Yeah, boys.
We celebrate Valentine's early. No, we'll be back Monday and then through the spring.
This was a good first full week back.
You know what? It really was. It was a whole lot of fun. And keep up on the podcast. You can get it everywhere. Spotify, Google, Amazon, iTunes.
iHeart, all of them.
iHeart has it as well. Coming soon to USoft as well. So stand by for that. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Have a good weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.